We're holding in Megillah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara had been discussing how we know that the Megillah may be read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. The 14th and 15th are written overtly in the Megillah. How do you know that you have alternate dates, being that Chazal allowed the small villages to read on earlier dates in order to facilitate their hearing the Megillah, and they're not having to travel into the big cities to hear the Megillah? They'd come in anyways on Monday and Thursday, as we saw in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks what the source for that is. The Gemara brought one understanding, and now the Gemara brings another understanding. We're up to the last thin line. Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar Kra. The verse says that the days of Purim will be fulfilled kayamim ashanachu v'em ayudim, like the days that the Jews rested. So yamim kayamim, why does it say like the days? Yamim are the days. It should have said the days of Purim will be fulfilled on the days that the Jews rested, the 14th and 15th, when we rested from war. So it says it is like the days, kayamim, lerabot yudalef yudbet, to include another two options, the 11th and the 12th. Veima treisavit leisal, so why don't you say it's to include the 12th and 13th? Why do you say 11th and 12th? Answers the Gemara, Amar Shimon bar Yitzchak, Yudgim ezman kila lakol ivlo tzich lerbuye. The 13th being that that's when everyone gathered for the war, that's when the actual miracle happened. I don't need a special ribuy, I don't need a special verse to encompass the 13th. That's obviously kosher for the reading of the Megillah. I needed a special verse to tell me the 11th and 12th. Deima shitza v'shivsal, you're including another 2 days. How do you know it's 2 days earlier? Maybe you should go 2 days later on the 16th and 17th. Answers the Gemara, v'lo yavol k'tiv. The verse says, it shall not pass. And so, shall not pass, we understand to mean, do not pass these days. Do not read the Megillah beyond these days. If you're going to add days, make them before these days. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani Maitama lo amar mi bizmanehim. The earlier understanding had been that we derive it from the fact that it says zmanehim. It says the Megillah should be read bizmanehim, in their set times. So the Gemara said it could have said zman, zmanam, zmanehim. So each addition is to teach me another option. Could have said the Megillah should have been read bizman, in its set time. It could have said zmanam, in their set times. When it says zmanehim, it's coming to tell me to add another two times like the original two. So the Gemara says, Zman zmane, nam zmanehem lo mashmale. He doesn't have that type of derivation that you go zman and then derivation from the fact that it didn't say zmanam and then zmanehem. The Rav Shemin Baraba, who does use that derivation, Maitaima lo amar mikayamim, why didn't he do the same derivation as Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak from the fact that the verse says kayamim? Amalach, he'll tell you that that verse, ha'u ledorotu dichti, what the verse is telling you is that future generations should enact Purim kayamim, like the original days of Purim, which were in the days of Esther and Mordechai. Yes, sir.
So, what's the difference between zmanam and zmanehem?
That, you gotta see last time's class. The difference is technically a drasha. Really, zmanam and zmanehem are very similar.
Yeah.
So, zmanam means their times. Zmanehem is like zmanim shelahim. So, it's an addition. Why did it have to expand that much in the pasuk? It's indicating that there's more options, that the pasuk is giving you room. If Chazal want to institute more options for times, they had a built-in clause that you could do that. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, so Divrei Rabbi Akiva Stimta. Our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and the Mishnah is closed off with that opinion. The Daris Man Zmanam Zmanehim. He uses this derivation. Aval Chachamim Hum Women Kointo El Abizmana, but the rabbis disagree. They hold the Megillah must be read in its set time, and you don't have alternate options. Meitive, I'll ask you a question. The Brisa, the Mishnah says, Amar b'yuda imatai b'zman sh'ashanim ketiknan v'Yisrael shurin al admatan, aval b'zman hazeh, u'ilu mistaklin ben korin otah ela b'zmana, Rabbi Yehuda says, when do you have these alternate times when the years are the way they should be? The courts are instituting the years. The Jewish people are living in the land of Israel, and you have messengers going throughout the land of Israel to tell people when Pesach is going to be. But nowadays, says Rabbi Yehuda, being that people look and they figure, look what day Purim is, count 30 days, and that's Pesach. So people are calculating their Pesach based upon when Purim falls out. So you can't give people alternate times, because then people will end up making mistakes about when Pesach falls out. So Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba Deman, whose opinion are you going to align Rabbi Yehuda with? Ilem Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, filu bizman hazeita laita kanta. According to Rabbi Akiva, well, if you're telling me Rabbi Akiva was the opinion of our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva lived after the destruction of the temple. So then it would seem that even nowadays you have this. So what are you going to say? But whose opinion is Rabbi Yehuda going with when he says that nowadays you don't have this option? Must be the Rabbanan. You see that he, Rabbanan, must hold that you do have alternate days. It's not that they don't use this derivation. When the Rabbanan say that you don't have alternate days, what they simply mean is like Rabbi Yehuda explained. Nowadays that it'll lead to an error, so don't use alternate days, because it'll lead to people's error when it comes to Pesach. But what would be in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, then the Rabbanan do use this derivation. They do come to this conclusion. Tuv to the Rav Yochanan, this is a disproof of Rav Yochanan, who said that the rabbis don't have this derivation, they don't give you alternate dates altogether. This Bryce is a disproof of him. Tuv to the Gemara says, yes, it is a disproof of Rav Yochanan's opinion, and really everyone agrees you have alternate days. Rabbi Akiva says even nowadays we have this option, and Chachamim say no, nowadays it might lead to an error in the calculation of Pesach, and therefore they don't give you these alternate options.